The Braxtons are on.
And who am I talking to?
You're in the line with Trina and Tawanda.
Hey, what do you guys have on right now?
It's Russ. No.
You'd like to know.
Yeah, I would.
Oh, my God. Ah.
Come on now. Come on now. I'm just playing. I'm a big fan of the show. And you know what? Here's the problem. Is that when you watch the Braxton show all the time, you feel like you know them and that you can say anything you want to them.
Yeah.
Because that's how personal you... No, really, because you guys...
It's true.
It's a reality show.
Do y'all get that?
But I feel like I know you. I feel like I can say what I want to you because, like, I know you.
I know y'all get that on the street. Right.
We do. We actually do. Actually, yeah, we have a true story. Yesterday, me and Trina had a day. We went to a spa, and at this spa, you have to be completely naked. So we have people coming up to us like, oh, hi, guys, we love your show. And then think about it. Our tutus and ha-has are just hanging out. And we're like,
wow.
Can we talk about this?
Oh, no.
We have on some panties or something.
At least some panties. At least panties.
Oh,
at least panties, yes.
But I know you guys don't wear panties on a regular basis. So.
Oh, wow. You don't know that.
Well, let's get back to the original question. What do you have on right? No, just kidding. All right. So listen, Braxton Family Values, man, love the show. If I don't watch it when it comes on, because I know it starts tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern. You know, I DVR that joint because it's a regular. You know, you got your certain shows that you watch all the time. I watch the show all the time, and you know what? I like the closeness of your family, but I also like the realism because you know families fight. They fight.
Exactly.
And you know, I'm not going to say anything, but we were talking to one of your sisters the other day and was talking about, you know, they're going to call the show on your show, Russ. And I said, yeah, really. Yeah, I don't really like my sisters.
Yeah.
And oh, wow. I don't want to identify the sister.
We don't want to say who it was.
Yeah.
She's like,
we're not trying to start this.
All
stuff.
I know, she said, Trina's a B.
Yeah, that's all she said.
That's a quote. That's a direct quote.
That never happened. You guys are funny.
Oh, no.
Oh, and by the way, this week you're going to start watching the Braxtons at 10 p.m.
Right. 10 p.m. is a new time. 10 p.m. Thursday.
Yeah.
10 p.m. is a new time. 9 p.m. Central.
I have to understand. You know, listen, I know that you guys, like, are doing a lot of stuff, in you know, with the singing and the whole nine. Are you guys going out solo, too? Because we just saw...
I saw Tracy the other day.
Tracy was awesome.
Saw her
perform. She was performing live.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
yeah,
oh, you got...
Trina does her thing singing. I'm the only person. I'm the actress of the family. I'm not fixing to sing like Miss Celia and Shook. Not to say that I cannot. I just, you know, it's so many Braxtons out there. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to do the acting thing.
Well, listen, you know, you guys are all very talented. And, you know, we've been following, you know, your relationship, Trina, with your husband. And what, is it ex-husband? Husband now, or you guys worked it out?
I don't know.
Wait and watch it on a show. Is that it?
I think
no, you know what? I'm waiting to watch it live and in person.
Okay.
Nice tease.
All right.
I like that. No, I mean, we follow that whole story, and you know, I feel bad because I think you're just a gorgeous woman. And
but I'm rooting for you guys. I'm rooting for you guys.
But she can have whoever she wants.
This is
be
true.
Happy. Be
that
happy.
Is super sweet. But you know, the thing is, marriage is hard enough, and you know, to put it live and on television, you know, kind of adds.
Yeah.
And exacerbate situations that can be small for the moment, but when you have, you know, oh my gosh, I hate him, oh my gosh, I hate her, oh, they're whores together, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what in tarnation? Like, you don't know me.
Right. But we feel like we do, but listen, I think that the...
Not to call people names, that's not hot.
No, it's not.
That's cyberbullyization.
But you know what? There's just so much power in forgiveness, and I just hope that you guys can find a common ground to forgive each other. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
You know, but then again, you know, who am I? I'm just a guy on the radio.
Yeah, stop giving advice. What are you, a therapist?
Well, Tawanda, I want to see you. And you doing any movies now, or you reading for anything?
I had a lot of situations going on. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I was actually, we're actually pitching a show with Bruce. I just did the pilot for it. It's called The Brewskis, and I'm playing his ex-wife.
Wow. I love that.
Wow. I know. So we're really excited about that.
I thought you should call that In Search of Bruce's Neck.
he's hilarious.
Yes, he is.
It's like, at Hello, we were just bantering, going back and forth with each other. And then in October, I'm doing the Vagina Monologues here in Atlanta.
That's interesting. I'm doing the penis monologues.
It's going to be real short and small. It's a
really
quick
short show.
It's like 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's 30 seconds, and you know, people pay all that money, and then they're out.
No intermission for
that's
that show.
As soon as they clap, I'm off. Clap on.
Hey, clap.
Yeah. Anyway, Braxton Family Values, y'all. It's happening at 10 p.m. Thursday, new time, tomorrow night. Make sure you watch it. These ladies are a lot of fun, and they keep it real, which is what I
That's
like.
That's why we love them.
Yes, we do. Ladies, thank you so much for talking with us this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for having us.
All right, I hope I didn't say anything that offended you guys, because I didn't mean to.
No, not at all.
All right. What do you guys have on?
You're so rude. Oh, my gosh.
Bye.
Sorry, ladies.
I like them. But they probably out the phone right now going,